What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Lara Yeretsian is with us to give us a expert perspective from a criminal defense standpoint in the case against Brian Koberger, their scuttlebutt, if you will, of the last week or so has been Bethany Funk, one of the surviving roommates that did not want to testify, had a subpoena issued, and they were able to come to an agreement that she will now have an interview with the defense in Nevada where she resides. Lara, what's your take on this? This went from subpoena, and then now it's all the way down to just an interview back in Nevada. If she has some sort of exculpatory evidence, wouldn't they be pushing much harder for her to actually be testifying in Idaho?
First and foremost, I'm not really understanding why this witness is fighting it. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't care who the defendant is. They have a right to a fair preliminary hearing, a fair trial. And I mean, she's a witness. She was there when this happened. Why is she fighting it tooth and nail? Mm-hmm. At some point at the trial, she's going to have to testify. She's a percipient witness to some certain things. She heard things. She saw things. So her testimony is critical. I don't think it's smart, because think about it. On appeal, even though we're at the prelim stage, I mean, the court's going to try and decide if there's probable cause, right, mm-hmm. for the arrest and for the charges, and whether this case should go to trial. And, you know, if there's exonerating evidence, if the defense is saying we believe she's got exonerating evidence, they should be able to put her on the witness stand. And even if she doesn't do it now, it's at some point, sooner or later, she's got to get on the witness stand and testify. I mean, every defendant has the right to exonerating evidence. We don't even have to request it. Supreme Court case law says the prosecution has to turn it over even if we don't request it. And mm-hmm. if they don't turn it over, the case can be dismissed. Why take chances? I don't understand it.
Wouldn't that exonerating evidence be in the notes of the interviews that were done with police that both the defense and the prosecution would have in their possession right now through discovery?
Well, exactly. Oh, if they're in the notes, then wouldn't the defense want to present that at the prelim?
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is it needed to bring her in to testify if that information is already available? If there is something there that shows.
I see. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Listen, in a case like this, if you're going to do a preliminary hearing, it's not, you're not going to just base your prelim on hearsay evidence. Mm-hmm. You're going to want her to come in and testify. Mm-hmm. Won't rely on reports. The proper way to do it is to bring in witnesses, and that's why you have a preliminary hearing, which is a proceeding where the court is making a determination of whether there's probable cause for this arrest and whether there's probable cause that a crime was committed. I mean, obviously that's clear, but mm-hmm. is it enough in this case? And this is the place. Of course, you're going to want to bring up exonerating evidence, and you're going to bring it up through a witness, not through hearsay, not through a report. That stuff doesn't come in. In California, we do have exceptions. We have Prop 115. We have preliminary hearings where the prosecution can bring in hearsay evidence through a detective, but even there's limitations. And generally in cases like this, they don't do Prop 115 preliminary hearings. They do live mm-hmm. witness hearings. And I would expect that in this case. And that's the best way to preserve any appellate issues. For example, if she doesn't testify and only the hearsay comes in, and for some reason, this witness is not available later for the prosecution, that's a problem for the prosecution. Mm-hmm. So it just, to me, it makes more sense for the witness to testify. And again, I don't understand why she's fighting it. Maybe she doesn't want to be the one who gives exonerating evidence, but the truth is the truth and you testify it. That may not be enough to save him, whatever this exonerating evidence is.
And if there is exonerating evidence, or what they're interpreting as exonerating evidence, I think it's going to be very interesting to find out. The fact that it's going to be an interview, not a deposition, in Nevada when they sit down with her, does that play a factor in the impactfulness that this will have on the hearing?
Well, I'm assuming they're doing an interview because that's part of the discovery process. Mm-hmm. Maybe the defense doesn't have enough information as far as what the exonerating evidence is, and hence the court or has ordered the interview, or the parties have agreed amongst themselves to have an interview of the witness to get more information. And that's the way I see it, unless there's something more and I don't know. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very interesting to watch and see exactly what they have. Would there be something that she could say, or are they speculating? Is there a rumor, I'm wondering, of that she has information that was not given to the police earlier? Or is this solely based on what is there in those reports that the defense and the prosecution both have?
It's hard to tell, Tony. I mean, the bottom line is they've got some kind of information. Mm-hmm. And maybe their information by itself is not enough to force this witness to come in and testify. And that's why I'm saying it makes sense that they're interviewing her first mm-hmm. to see if she does have that exonerating evidence and what is the magnitude and the importance of this exonerating evidence. Exonerating evidence is important no matter what, in any case, right? So maybe that's what they're trying to figure out so that they can make a decision as far as whether she should come in and testify, whether this subpoena can be quashed or not, basically, in other words. Mm-hmm. That's the way I see it. It's just one of the steps, procedures that they're going through before a decision is made.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Lara Uretsky, and top criminal defense attorney. Thank you so much for your insight. Always a pleasure having you on the show. If you want to weigh in on anything that we talk about here, you can do so. We have a phone number for that. It's 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in on anything that we got on the air. Love to hear from you. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, Breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for a filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.